This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm in two minds about fiddly things to eat. You know, I love to go out for delicious, intricate meals where somebody has done a lot of work.
But when
it comes to doing the work myself, well, Simon,
life's too short.
I just want to tip the table. I want to tip the whole damn table. So, on today's 5-Minute Food Fix, I've got something that straddles the middle ground, maybe more towards my side. I'm Yumi Steins.
And I'm Simon Davis.
This is your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, Simon, sometimes my daughter and I make dumplings. This is my 18-year-old. She's the one who's really into cooking. Now, dumplings are incredible, but even when I'm in a restaurant where they're very good, I sit there and I do think about the human labor that went into making them, and I have certain feelings of regret about it.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Really? You see, I see that and I want them even more, Yumi.
I do love a good dumpling, though. So between us, my daughter and I have figured out the way to nail it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a bit of a production line happening in our house where we make them either out of prawns, which is a super, super simple recipe where you get basically frozen prawns from Aldi or wherever.
Okay.
And you half whiz them in the food processor so they're quite pulsed, and you half chop them with a knife. So there's a bit of a textural story
difference
being told there. White ground pepper and then some ginger, and that's the whole filling mix. You can add a bit of sesame oil if you want and a pinch of salt too. But, you know, it's just whatever you've got to hand.
Okay.
And then you get those dumpling skins, you know, the wonton skins from the supermarket. Now, these are commonly available. Don't email me and tell me that you don't know where to get them because they are in every supermarket. Trust me.
Yeah.
So this is where the labor bit comes in. It's like, do I make these with a lovely crimp? Do they have this tricky fold? Do I make them so that they're, you know, the shape of a swan?
Well, this is the bit that always impresses me about other people's dumplings and terrifies me from making them myself.
Yes.
What do you do,
What
Yumi?
Do you do? So I've been to friends' houses, say, I mean, this is across cultures, a Nepalese friend where everybody sits around and you do it together. You've got the big pot of mixture in front of you, perhaps nestled on a basket of ice so it's staying nice and chilled, and everyone's scraping the filling and putting it into the dumpling skin and then, you know, winding them up together, and it's convivial, it's, you know, community, it's fun. But for my daughter and I, we've got stuff to do, okay? We're busy, okay?
Yeah.
The lady's on a mission. So I'm just saying to you right now that you have permission to simply fold that little neat square, like a handkerchief, into a triangle.
It's as easy as that.
It actually is. And what you need to do, because your hands probably are carrying a little moisture or the filling is, so sometimes you don't even need to brush water around the edges. Maybe do it if you've got a pastry brush at hand. So a clean little dish of cold water, a pastry brush, and you brush it around the edges of that little handkerchief of wonton skin. Fold it diagonally across into a triangle and then just pinch the edges closed, and that seals the dumpling.
So no fancy crimping.
I just can't do it, Simon.
No origami swans.
No origami swan dumplings, although they do sound fancy. So that is the permission that you need to make a dumpling from scratch without really losing hours and hours of your life. You can make a sauce by combining vinegar, chili, soy sauce, and sesame oil in whatever proportions you like. I recommend dipping your finger in and tasting really a number of times to check those proportions. But I want to leave you with one recipe for sweet potato dumplings because vegetarian friendly. Sweet potato lasts for ages in the cupboard. I know I'm doing a science experiment on one right now. I've had it for months.
Oh, excellent. Has it grown legs?
No, it's still there going, are you going to eat me today? So what you need to do is next time you use the oven, chuck that sweet potato in so that it roasts, right?
Yeah.
And then you can ignore it in the fridge for a couple more days if you want. But then basically get that soft, gooey filling from inside, which almost has caramelized if it's been in the oven for a long time. Mash it with some soy sauce, so a teaspoon, some ginger and some sesame oil, and then have a taste. You want it to be flavoursome but not over the top, and then that can be your filling.
And that's it.
Ugh,
that sounds delicious.
It is actually super delicious. The beautiful thing about these dumplings that you make yourself is that you can fry them. So in a shallow pan with a very light spray of oil, and they'll go a little crispy.
I love dumplings like that.
Yeah, me too. You can also steam them. So if you have a steamer, just get them going there. That won't even take 5 minutes. Or you can add them to, say, a chicken broth.
Yum.
Yum. And when they're dancing around and bubbling in that broth, every time you scoop one out with your spoon, you just feel like you've won some sort of prize.
You've won the lottery.
The dumpling prize, Simon. For more on today's 5-Minute Food Fix, you can check out our Instagram and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so that you never miss an episode.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.